What is this podcast? Why are we here? What entitles us to talk about this subject? We'll answer all those questions and the more in the next 5 to 10 minutes. So I'm Rob Soderbery, Executive Vice President responsible for the Flash business here at Western Digital. I'm joined by Adarsh Kannan.
Thank you, Rob. I'm Adarsh Kannan, VP of Economics and Data Science in the Flash business unit of Western Digital.
The theme of the podcast here is silicon economics, and really got its start with this idea of tech economics. And tech economics has evolved over the last 20 years. It's still early in the world of economics, hundreds of year old field. So Adarsh, what is this this construct, this idea of tech economics?
Yeah, tech economics is this pervasive construct. Now it's actually pretty much percolated in different parts of the tech ecosystem. If you go to Google and you actually search for your favorite book, Harry Potter, the ads that you see on the top are actually powered by economic systems. And then you turn, let's say, to another company, a marketplace, say Amazon, and you search for the same book there. The first few listings that you see is actually powered a lot by economic systems that are codified into those platforms. So tech economics is this application of economics to various tech platforms that are now becoming ubiquitous and pervasive.
Yeah, and this field of economics coming together with decision making and economists really, about 20 years now, kind of got started at sort of the big tech companies. In fact, I think you've seen a lot of this field develop.
Yeah, thank you. So I've had the great opportunity of working for some of the seminal economists who shaped the tech economics landscape. As you call out, it's kind of started around early 2000s or late 90s, and has since been there for the last 20 to 25 years. And it's becoming more and more ubiquitous across the tech landscape that there is an economist in-house in these companies shaping policy making and the platforms in conjunction.
Well, I think it's kind of ironic that even though tech economics started in the world of SaaS and cloud, we're actually applying it back in where economics started, which is the world of supply and demand. So what are the economics problems at Western Digital, and what kind of things do you attack?
Yeah, so we being a semiconductor company have a lot of capital allocation problems, which means we would have to actually provision capital on a forward-looking basis and understand and get the feedback from the market, which we would call the demand. So this supply-demand matching is a huge part of the economic problem that we face. And of course, we have our own consumer line of business as well. So it's also about trying to understand how customer behavior should shape our products and the offerings that we give them.
Yeah, so all those things like capital allocation, pricing, supply and demand. I'm sure I took an economics class. These all sort of make intuitive sense to me, and as I'm sure to many of the folks out there. But now you're actually building data systems and decisioning systems to make quantitative sense of these ideas.
That's right. We all are human beings who interact with money on a daily basis. We totally understand the pecuniary interactions, as economists would call it, and what are the implications. The role of an economist often is about making it quantitative as opposed to some of the qualitative and intuitive judgment that many of us or qualitative intuitive intuitions that we all share about our interactions with these marketplaces.
So I think this Silicon Economics podcast was sort of co-inspired here. You know, my insight was, yes, it's been 20 years. Yes, you now have more businesses that have tech economists. But out of the Fortune 500, I'd say that penetration is less than 20%. So it felt to me like there was a huge opportunity to talk more about what chief economists are doing, about what types of businesses that you can apply this to, about what type of insights can be garnered. And at the same time, you had this big network and a lot of engagement with this community. And I think you had a similar idea.
That's right. I mean, once you're in the bubble, you don't tend to often recognize you're in the bubble. One of the conversations that we've had is it takes a visionary like you to sort of bring people from outside the bubble, or rather inside the bubble, outside the bubble. So part of what we hope to achieve is to give our viewers and listeners a sense of how their day-to-day interactions with various software systems and cloud systems and even companies are actually powered by economic fundamentals and problems underneath, where quantitative treatment of these problems are being done by economists deeply embedded. There's a long way to go, though.
Yeah, I also think about an opportunity to talk to tech business leaders, product leaders, marketing leaders, and folks throughout the ecosystem, and how you can better use this idea of, you know, economic and data systems to make decisions and to drive outcomes. So to achieve that, We thought we would bring in a variety of luminaries, distinguished both economics leaders as well as business leaders with an economic sense, and have conversations with them about how they're applying economics in the world of technology. So you can find us on YouTube. You'll find us on your favorite podcast platform. We hope to be out with episodes on a semi-regular basis. You may hear from Adarsh, myself. We'll do some joint episodes, and excited to present this to you, as well as to hear your feedback. So look forward to many episodes of Silicon Economics to come.